This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An Iranian-backed militia is vowing revenge after U.S. military airstrikes on fighters in Iraq and Syria. AP Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says the military took action yesterday in retaliation for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor in Iraq.
By launching F-15 Strike Eagles against five targets associated with Kitab Hezbollah.
What Esper calls an Iranian-sponsored militia group. A militia spokesman, though, says it was not behind the attack in Iraq and elsewhere, saying Washington is looking for a pretext to attack. He's calling the airstrikes a crime and massacre and insists the group will get revenge for evil American aggression. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Australia's long bushfire crisis is continuing, with large parts of the state of Victoria now threatened. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
There are fears that extremely hot and windy conditions could merge three major bushfires in East Gippsland to form a devastating mega blaze. The authorities say the situation is potentially life-threatening for residents and tourists. The intensity and scale of the fire crisis have unnerved many Australians. Nine people have died since the fires began, hundreds of houses have been lost, and about 5 million hectares of land left scorched. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past week. This is VOA News. The family of the man accused of attacking a Hanukkah celebration in New York is speaking out. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Grafton Thomas's family says he's mentally ill and has a long history of hospitalizations. He's accused of storming into a rabbi's home in Muncie, north of New York City, and stabbing five people as they celebrated Hanukkah. Thomas's family says he's never been convicted of a crime, is not a member of any hate group, and has no known history of anti-Semitism. In a statement issued by an attorney, the family expressed its concern and prayers for the injured. Meanwhile, Thomas remains in jail. He's pleaded not guilty to five counts of attempted murder. I'm Rita Foley.
A Sudanese court on Monday sentenced 27 members of the country's security forces to death by hanging for torturing and killing a detained protester. The verdict, which can be appealed, was the first connected to the killing of more than 200 pro-democracy protesters since the anti-government demonstrations began last December. Hong Kong protests show no sign of slowing as the city heads into 2020. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
The protesters say they won't end until all five demands have been met. These include an independent inquiry into the police handling of the protests and amnesty for arrested protesters. Since June, police have arrested 6,060 people in total. The police say they've been restrained with an appropriate use of force. They've defended their conduct, including firing water cannons and tear gas, in response to what they call escalating illegal and violent acts of protesters.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. The parents of teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg made changes in their lives to save their daughter, not the world. AP's Zaria Shackley has their story.
The teenager's father, Svante Thunberg, told the BBC that his 16-year-old daughter experienced depression for 3 or 4 years before going on school environment strikes. He described how the young climate activist fell ill and stopped eating and talking to others. To help her recover, he and his wife, Swedish opera singer Malena Ernman, made significant changes in their lives to become more environmentally friendly. Svante Thunberg went vegan and Ernman stopped flying, which changed her whole career. To be honest, she didn't do it to save the climate. She did it to save her child because she saw how much it meant to her, Thunberg said. Zaria Shakili, London.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal will likely be signed in the next week, but says confirmation will come from President Donald Trump or the U.S. Trade Representative. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip.